Across Indonesia, thousands of oil wells like these are being worked by unlicensed locals using rudimentary equipment. For decades, Indonesia turned a blind eye to these operations. Despite the frequent work accidents and massive environmental damage they have caused. In June this year, Indonesia issued a regulation to legalize these community-run operations.
Indonesia believes that by legalizing the practice, operations like these can be officially registered and, more importantly, monitored, while those involved can be properly trained and certified.
Kita membayangkan kalau sumur masyarakat, sumur rakyat itu dikelola dengan baik, tentunya mampu menyerap tenaga kerja dan juga menaikkan target pemerintah untuk lifting migas kita. Tapi bahwasanya hal yang terpenting lagi adalah faktor keamanan masyarakat dan lingkungan ini harus menjadi prasyarat.
But experts criticize the move, saying that operations like these should be left in the hands of trained professionals.
Operasi migas dengan perusahaan resmi baik kecil maupun besar masih memiliki resiko yang sangat besar. Kalau ini dijalankan oleh rakyat tanpa ditopang sumber daya, ini pasti akan berantakan.
In August, a fire raged through this community in Blora, Central Java, after a community-run oil well blew up. 4 people were killed and an entire community had to be evacuated to safety. Firefighters only managed to contain the blaze 7 days after it first started.
And experts fear that this can be a familiar sight in oil-rich places like Blora.
Orang tendensinya berbicara potensi pendapatan, potensi keuntungan dan sebagainya, tetapi tidak banyak yang mau berbicara resiko. Ketika terjadi sesuatu nanti siapa yang akan bertanggung jawab dan sebagainya. Sebenarnya arah ini saya rasa positif dengan catatan pemerintah harus menyediakan sumber daya yang kuat untuk mengendalikannya.
Indonesia is giving a 4-year grace period for operators to meet the safety and environmental standards set by the government. But until then, the risks remain for the people who live near these wells and for the land they depend on.